David. Tell me how it started and everything else.
Well, Steve, this is the first High Point Arts Market, and what we've done is it's a juried art event, so that folks, it's really high quality arts and crafts, and we decided to use the Mendenhall Station, the terminal, directly in front of the IHFC and the High Point Theater, because it's a semi-enclosed area. It's beautiful, and today, as you're recording this, it's probably about 68 degrees and absolutely perfect. Probably going to be a little warmer in the summertime, but it's wonderful. We've got today we've got six artists available today that were able to come. a lot of artists were committed to other bigger shows, but for an inaugural event, everybody's doing well. We've had good traffic. It's actually the Saturday before market, and so we've had a lot of folks who. We've got folks coming in to set up for market, both buyers and sellers and the craftspeople. So they're getting a chance to see this wonderful artwork also. But the whole concept of this was we really wanted to use the Mendenhall Terminal for more regular use. And I was kind of running through my head, well, what can we do? I mean, we do bike races down here. We do foot races where they have the start-finish line here, which is great. But in terms of bringing people down to participate in downtown activities, you know, we've got the theater, but nothing else. And so the group called HIPAN, the High Point Artists Network, worked with me to help put this event together. And it basically, the art is juried in, the artists pay a fee to have a space here, and then they get to sell their product. And we basically leave them alone to sell their goods. And it gets the artist face-to-face with the public. And it's not a storefront. It's less intimidating. It's kind of like a street fair.
Yeah. Now, this is patterned after something you were involved in Baton Rouge, too, isn't it?
That's right. In Baton Rouge, we had the Baton Rouge Arts Market, and it was actually done in conjunction with a farmer's market. We don't have the farmer's market component here yet, but we do have this wonderful group of artisans that are willing to participate with this, and hopefully it'll just grow and grow and become a monthly event.
That's what I was going to ask you. What do you see the future? You do the farmers market maybe, and possibly entertainment, things like that?
That's exactly what I'm seeing. One of the things that kind of grew out of the Baton Rouge market was that a lot of performers would come down and they would open up their guitar cases and they'd, you know, they just play. And we see that as a potential also. We've got a number of local performers who are willing to come down. They're not here today. We actually have a guy who's going to be here about noon today to play steel guitar, which should be a lot of fun. And so they'll open up their case. If folks want to make a donation, they can. Otherwise, they'll just play music for the crowd that's around. So far today, we've had about 300 people come by and see the artist, which is pretty remarkable, I think. What we're doing is it's going to take place the second Saturday of every month, except January, February. It's a little cold then. But then we're going to do it the first three Saturdays in December. And we're going to do that so that folks can, you know, for holiday Christmas gifts and that sort of thing. And it gives folks an opportunity to get ready for the holidays.